Hey there, everyone. This is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged and the Leadership Tidbit Series. So today's brief Leadership Tidbit Series is a lesson from house hunting. Never picking the first idea that pops into your mind. So, you know, when you go house hunting, you go out and you look for houses and you're trying to decide on your next big purchase of the house you would like to have, what you would like to have inside of it, what amenities, what upgrades, the location, the size of the lot, whether you wanted to have a pool already that comes with it, water, like the waterfall that comes with the pool, if you wanted to have no grass, if you wanted to have grass, if you wanted to be in a cul-de-sac, if you wanted to be on the corner of the street, if you wanted to be near a school. When you go house hunting, it's a big deal because you're looking for a house that you will be calling home for you and your family, or if it's just for you and your roommates, whoever it may be. So when you begin that house hunting search, you don't just, and I know some people may do it, they may say this is the one, and you truly have to know within your heart and truly have to have that feeling that that's the one. But there's times where you might have not sure, and you want to verify that that's the one, that the house that you saw and said that that's the one, you want to make sure. So when you go house hunting, you look at different models, you may get a real estate agent and they help you find a house, they give you a list, they take you to different homes and you look at them and you look at the pros and cons and look at the likes and dislikes, and are there room opportunities for possibly remodeling in the future, the resale value, all these different things. So the same with your ideas. When ideas come to your mind, when they're sparked by the environment around you, you're like, hey, that's an idea, I'm gonna run with it and just get out there and do this. Well, that may be good for some people. It may turn out great. But there's times where you need to allow the idea process to take its course. And just that first idea that comes into your mind, write it down, store it, allow other ideas to come and look at, lay it out. Map it out, look at the different ideas before picking that one idea that you will spend time with, that you will hustle and grind with. Because that idea, and yes, if you listen to all my previous podcasts and Leadership Tidbit series, and my NG Unplugged episodes, I talk about ideas, I talk about overcoming fear, I talk about failure, mistakes, all that. But it doesn't mean we carelessly just aimlessly go and just do whatever. There takes some kind of, you know, analysis. There's an approach to the things that you want to accomplish in life. There should be, at least for me, that's how I view it. So before embarking on your ideas, be like a house hunter. Look at the different ideas and look at what are the pros and cons of those ideas. What are some upgrades that you might be able to do with those ideas? Where is it that you see that idea going, the resale value of those ideas, the opportunities, and should there be mistakes and failures with those ideas? How do you move forward with it? How do you tweak it? How do you, maybe even those ideas you have, give them to somebody else. It might not be for you specifically. And that idea will send somebody off on their journey. So remember, be like a house hunter with your ideas. Look at them. Don't take the first idea that comes to your mind, but allow the idea process to unfold. And just look at each idea like if they're like a house that has its own set of amenities, its own unique kitchen, its own unique bedrooms, its own unique patio, whatever it may be. And what do you want? What do you foresee that house, that idea expanding, becoming ownership? Because you're taking ownership of that home, you're taking ownership of that idea. So this is just a tidbit for you when you're coming up with ideas. Ideas are being generated in your mind. Look at it and approach it like a house hunter. So until next time, take care. Have a great weekend, wherever you may be, wherever you may go. Find time to get unplugged and re-energize. And when you get re-plugged in, you have that energy. You added some more value to yourself to add and bring to the people and to the life and to situations that you're plugged back into. So until next time, take care. Remember, you have value. You matter. No one can take that away from you. So take care.